Welcome to the Way Fellowship Church of Dallas podcast series. Please enjoy this message by our own senior pastor, Tavares Gardner.
Judges 16:4. No, I don't want to go there. Go down to the 15th verse. Then she said to him, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these three times and have not told me where your great strength lies." When she pressured him day after day with her words and pleaded with him, he was annoyed to death. Did y'all hear that? She pressured him so much that he was annoyed to death. Then finally, after much pleading and being annoyed and all this begging and pleading and her whining and complaining, he finally told her everything that was in his heart and said to her, "A razor has never been used on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I will become weak and be like any other man." Delilah realized that he had told her everything in his heart. So she sent and called for the Philistine lords, saying, "Come up this once, because he has told me everything in his heart." Then the Philistine lords came up to her and brought the money they had promised in her hands. She made Samson sleep on her knees. Or your version may say, he fell asleep in her lap. And she called a man and had him shave off the 7 braids of his head. Then she began to abuse Samson, and his strength left him. She said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as I have time after time and shake myself free." For Samson did not that the Lord had departed from him. What a great travesty to think you have the presence of the Lord and to come to find out, because you've compromised and you played so much with sin, you flirted with sin so much, you flirted with Delilah so much that you've told her everything that was in your heart, and Delilah found out the strength, where your strength came from. So many people are functioning in the body of Christ, preaching, singing, but God has left them. Now they are functioning off of what used to be. They don't even recognize that the Holy Spirit is not even there, because now we're performance-driven creatures. We know how to fake like the anointing is upon us. What a great travesty to be in the church and yet have no presence of God on you or dwelling in you. My thought for today is, my bishop taught me, he said, if I have a topic, then I have to stay within that topic. But if I have a thought, I can go all over the Bible. My thought is, when Delilah strikes, you may be seated. Touch your neighbor, say, when Delilah strikes. No. Touch him. Say, hey. When Delilah strikes. Don't be afraid of him. Don't be afraid. In the book of Judges, if you read even chapter 13, I believe. You get the history of Samson, and Samson is the 14th judge for the children of Israel, and he was supposed to be almost like a savior for the children of Israel. And he has a unique story because his mother was barren. In chapter 13, his mother was barren, and an angel appeared and showed up to the mother, and the angel said, "You're going to have a child, and he's going to be a Nazarite from the womb, and he's never to cut his hair, he's never to drink wine, never to eat anything from the grapes. These are specific rules that he's supposed to follow." And so the mother went and told her husband that a man of God, an angel, appeared before her, and the father said, "Well, if this is true, let the angel show up again." And the angel showed up a second time and made an announcement in the earth realm about a son that was not yet to be born, but that was going to be born. I've talked about this before. When prophetic words are released in the atmosphere, heaven and hell hears it. You have to hold on to that word and help the process of the word come about by being obedient to the instruction. Not only was Samson prophesied about in the earth realm, his purpose was revealed by the angel. When purpose is revealed, prophetic words are revealed, do you not know that there's an enemy that will come after you and that will purposely place Delilahs in your face or in your way to steal the potential and to nullify the prophetic word that God has released over your life? I'm helping somebody just right there. Some of us are in warfare now because of the prophetic words that have been spoken over our lives, and Satan wants to nullify those words from coming to pass, and he'll throw up all types of roadblocks, Delilahs. He'll put all these, and don't think that Delilah is just limited to a woman. Delilah can be a woman. He can be anything that you place before God. So he was after, the enemy was after Samson because he wanted to steal his purpose. Much like most of us in here, Satan, there have been prophetic words spoken over us from the foundation. Before we even put in our mother's womb, God wrote out our story. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I came out of a church that didn't believe in prophecy. And I came into a church that believed in prophecy because prophecy has saved my life. When I thought I was going one way, hallelujah, God would send prophets my way and say, "No, that's not the way you're supposed to go. This is the way you go," hallelujah. I'm so glad for the prophets, even though I didn't want to go the way that the prophets, hallelujah, I wanted to go this way. God says, no, you're going to pastor first, and then you're going to put out a CD. I didn't want a pastor. Wanted to be a gospel singer, get my platinum selling CDs, spend all that money in the studio, thousands of dollars, and every time my music come on my iPod, I cut it off quickly. He was a Nazarite. What? There are three things Nazarites are supposed to do. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 6 real quickly. We'll look at verse 1, chapter 6 of Numbers. And again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, say to the sons of Israel, when a man or woman makes a special vow, the vow of the Nazarite, that is one separated, one consecrated, one dedicated to the Lord, he shall abstain from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar, whether made from wine or strong drink, nor shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh or dried grapes. All the time of his separation, he shall not eat anything produced from the grapevine. All the time of the vow of his separation, no razor shall be used on his head until the time of his separation to the Lord is completed. He shall be holy. He shall be holy. He shall be holy and shall not, he shall let the hair of his head grow long. All that time he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body. So there are three things a Nazarite is not supposed to do. What is it? Drink anything from grapes. Don't touch his hair. And don't mess around with dead folks. Samson defeated a lion with his bare hands in chapter 13. I'm going to go back to the Nazarite in a minute. Samson defeated and killed 30 men in chapter 14. Samson even killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. And not only with that jawbone of a donkey, but after he got through killing them people with the jawbone of a donkey, God made water come out of the jawbone supernaturally. He made water come out the jawbone of a donkey because Samson got thirsty after he killed all them folks. Don't tell me what God can't do. Touch the neighbor and say, God is a God of miracles. So much miracles that it'll blow your natural mind. You can't even perceive the miracles of God because it's not, you can't even fathom what God can do. But that was one entity that he lost to. After whipping all and killing all these people, one person knocked the strong man out. And out of all the women that were that are in the Bible that Samson messed with, only one was named. He had a thing for women. But only one of the women that he messed around with was named. Delilah, check this out. Name means languish. And I had to look up language. What do you mean languish? And I looked up the synonym for languish. It means feeble. She was able to make that joker feeble. Her name means feeble, languish. And she made a strong man weak. Something about the power of a woman. She can make a grown man cry. Oh, I know I ain't gonna get no help in here. Touch a neighbor said, don't ever estimate the power of a woman. She can make a strong man feeble. She can make, let me tell you, a woman can make or break a man. Oh, I ain't got no help in here. That's if she knows who she is. Now, I'm not talking about these women that don't know who you are and the men. Well, anyway, that ain't my message today. Synonyms for languish means feeble, listen, dwindle, suffer, weaken, wither, fade, fizzle out. She made Samson fizzle out. Delilah, again, is the only woman named that messed him up. What is that one name thing or person that can make you fizzle out? that can bring you to your knees. SWV used to sing a song, She said, I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all, at least I got some. How many of y'all remember that song? Yes, yes. Wait, come on, wave them hands and raise them high. I have to make y'all laugh because I'm finna cut you in a minute. Somebody had a flashback. Girl, when I get out of church, I'm gonna play that when I get in my car. The devil is a lie. You better not play that song. I hope your radio gets stuck. Hallelujah. What is that one Delilah? What is that one name? What is that one thing? Your Delilah that can make you weak, that will make you fall, that will make you bow. Who is that person? What is that thing? Because the truth be told, everybody in here has a Delilah. Touch your neighbor and say, what's your Delilah? Everybody has a Delilah, has a Delilah. What's that one thing that can take you off focus? Who is that one man, that one woman that can call you in the midnight hour? And what's that one thing that always tugs your heart away from God? Ask your neighbor again, what's your Delilah? Because I don't want you to be looking at Samson some kind of way, because there are a bunch of Samsons sitting up in these chairs that can hear about it. And something. And though you may be strong right now, but there's somebody, there's something that can make you buckle to your knees. So don't ever get so cocky that you don't think nothing can make you bend. Satan got one thing that you really, 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 really like. Hallelujah. He'll bring up at the right time. Hallelujah. At the right time. Touch your neighbor's head. It takes the right time, the right moment. Hallelujah. And Delilah will strike just like a snake bite. Samson had all these victories, these public victories, but in private, he could not defeat Delilah. Public success, private failures, because Delilah is still in your heart. So again, the enemy will place people or things, I'll call them Delilahs, in your life to sabotage your destiny. He will only put people or things in your life to entice you that you like. See, the devil knows. He's not going to send you no fat, chubby man. No one look like Junebug. Come on, one look. He ain't going to send you no man that look like this. And not going to send you no man look like this. Got two-piece. Got bald spot up here. And got a hair back here. He's not going to send you. Got one teeth. Hallelujah. His name Bubba. He's not going to send you no Bubba. Touch your neighbor and say, he won't send you a Bubba. But he gonna send you somebody that you like. Somebody with a six pack. Somebody that's muscular. Somebody that works out. Can you hear nobody? He gonna send you. The devil will never tempt you with anything that you don't like. He's gonna always tempt you with something that he knows that'll pull on your heartstring. I ain't got no help in here. Touch the neighbors, ain't it? Oh my God, all right. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But if you will look at, I want you to, for your study this week, I want you to look at Proverbs chapter 2, verse 16. Solomon is talking to his son. He's saying to keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress with her flattering word. Y'all remember the Lord said about 3 weeks ago, watch out for people that flatter you with their lips, hallelujah, because behind those flattering lips may be some seduction. Verse 17 in Proverbs chapter 2 says, who leaves her husband of her youth and forgets her covenant to God? For her house leads down to death, and her paths lead to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they regain the paths of life. Y'all hear that? You hear Solomon talking to his son? He said, don't mess with these folks that flatter your lips. Don't let anything take your heart off the path that you're supposed to go. Because if you go down this path, you're not going to be able to recover. So Solomon was trying to warn. Look, listen, Linda. Because Solomon had many wives. And those many wives, some of them were not of the Israelites. Those many wives turned his heart away from God. He had many Delilahs. Proverbs 5 and 8. Solomon talking again. He said, remove far away from her. Proverbs 5 and 8. And come not nigh the door of her. Stay away from her door. Stay away from her door. Stay away from his door. Stay away from that door that would entice you to sin. Stay away from anything that's going to entice you to sin. And even in the book of Matthew, I believe, it said if your eye calls you to sin, gouge it out. Now, that don't necessarily, don't take that literally. That's not meaning take your eye out so you can be walking around. The Lord said, take my eye out. No, you're a lying cyclops wonder in the name of Jesus. Because if that was the case, everybody in this room be blind. Around here bumping into one another because we have literally gouged. What he's saying is, whatever causes you to sin, cut it off. Get it out of your face. Proverbs 5 and 8, remove away from her. The instructions, guidance from your parents if obeyed. In Proverbs 6:24, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery of the smooth tongue of an immoral woman. Now let's jump back to, let's look at verse 6 in Judges, chapter 15. Chapter 16, verse what? 6. Now, check this out. First thing she asked him. Now that should have gave you a sign right there. So Delilah said to Samson, tell me where your great strength lies and what can I bind you with so you can be subdued? I mean, who comes out and just asks you a question, what's your weakness so I can use it against you? And that's basically what she said. Sure, tell me your weakness so I can kill you, so I can disable you. And not only you should have got that the first time, because when you lied and said it, she had men hiding in the house. And they tried to attack you. And you still. Now don't be throwing shade at Samson, because some of you are just like Samson. You've gotten the Bible, a warning comes before destruction. You've been warned and you still keep playing with Delilah. And you keep playing with Delilah because you have not gotten caught yet. You keep looking at porn, soft porn. Used to be hard porn, but now you can look at soft porn on Instagram now. And hallelujah. And then in the midnight hour, you start liking pictures. But you got to be careful when you're liking pictures, because people can follow. The people that follow you can see what you're liking. Oh, yes, they can. Yes, they can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. That's not Obama. Yeah, but yes, we can. I've seen gospel stars. I don't want to call them stars. But y'all, gospel folks, artists, Thank you. Gospel artists. I've seen gospel artists that I follow liking secular folks, ratchet people's pictures. Nicki Minaj, you know she nasty. Hallelujah. She ain't nothing but she's ratchet and nasty. Can't nobody. And I have gospel artists that are liking her nasty pictures. And I'm like, so we have to be careful what we're liking and what we're looking at, even on social media. And the reference scripture for verse 6 in chapter 16, you can look at Proverbs 7 and 21. With her much fair speech, she calls him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Proverbs 7, chapter 7, 25 through 27. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her evil, immoral paths, for she has cast down many mortally wounded. Indeed, all who were killed by her were strong. Her house is the way to Sheol, hell, Hades, descending to the chambers of death. So, again, verse 6, Samson should have gotten a clue that anybody that just come out and ask you from Jump Street, what's your weakness so I can use it against you? Now, me, all I need is one time. But some people, it take about. And all them chances right there, that's mercy. Somebody that wants to pry, Holy Ghost gave me this, into your business and secrets so fast, watch out. You never give people all of you the first time around. Because some people are just planted in your life to use all of you to disable you. And they'll use it against you. That's why I don't tell everybody everything. Because some people can't handle, first of all, your everything. And then those people who you may tell everything will use your everything. So watch out for people who want to know your business so quick. Who that man? What do you mean, who that man? There ain't none of your business. Do you have a man? And when you get one, then you're going to ask me about my man. Because I don't know if you're trying to get my man by asking me questions. Oh, that go on. Oh, go on. It go on. It go on. It come, and it's going on in the church. I know y'all don't want to talk about it. Let's look at verse 7 and 8 of chapter 16. Y'all done got mad now. Samson said to her, if you bind me with 7 fresh cords that have not been dried, then I will be weak and be like any other man. Then the Philistine lord brought her 7. They brought it to her. Brought her 7 fresh cords that had not been dried, and she bound him. And now she had the men lying in ambush in a room. And she said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he broke the cords. Verse 10. Then Delilah said to Samson, see now, you have mocked me. You told me lies. And now please, please, truthfully, tell me how you may be bound. He said to her, you dummy. If they bind me tightly with new ropes that have not been used, then I will become weak and be like any other man. So Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them. And the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And the men lying in ambush were in the inner room. They was in the room again, and you didn't see that? Somebody trying to harm you, and you still go back? Come on. Come on. Oh, my. Because you're full of lust and rejection, you'll take abuse. Because you ain't never been loved properly. And somebody with flattering lips can easily sway you into the bed. Hallelujah. Even though they're trying to harm you, but you're so blind by lust. Lust will blind you. Listen, Holy Ghost gave me this. He said, lust will blind you and make you lose all sense of discernment. You can't even flow with discerning of spirits, not the spirit of discernment, but discernment of spirits. You couldn't discern this, Samson? No, because lust had blinded you, and it messes up your spirit, man. Hallelujah. When you have another spirit in control, you can't see properly. That's why certain people, when you're in relationships, hallelujah, and people outside can see what's going on, because you're inside, you are blind because love has blinded you. Somebody say, girl, you know he not good. Girl. I feel like Shanae. Girl, he loved it me. He took me to McDonald's. McDonald's? He take care of my kids, and I don't have to ask for nothing. He always doing it. He showers me with gifts, and every day of the week he bringing me home flowers. But he didn't tell you that he's married and got a whole nother family on the other side of town. Oh, somebody took a swig of water on that one. So, Samson, you should have known something was up. But again, lust will blind you. James chapter 1, verse 13 to 15 says, we're drawn away by our own lust. Man should never say God tempts me, because God does not tempt anybody with evil. I'm going to read the book of James. God never tempts. We are tempted by our own lust. Hallelujah. We are drawn away from God, God's presence, God's provision for a temporary thrill. We are drawn away by our own lust because we want it. Same thing that happened to Eve. They wanted something that God forbid. We always lust for that which God has forbidden. Now you had 99 trees. And the devil got you lusting for one tree that was forbidden. Isn't that just like us? We're always lusting for that one thing that God says no to. It's like that thing becomes mad. As soon as you say don't. Verses 13 through 14 in chapter 16 of Judges. Let's read it. Then Delilah said to Samson, until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me truthfully, with what may you be bound? And he said to her, if you weave the 7 braids of my hair. Listen, now we're getting close. You see it? 2 times he said, tie me up with ropes. 3rd time he said, with my hair. You're getting close. And I think she could discern she was getting close to the area. Listen, he said, if you weave the 7 braids of my hair with the web and fasten them with a pin, then I will become weak and be like any other man. So while he slept, be careful where you're sleeping. So while he slept, Delilah took the 7 locks of braid of his hair and wove them into the web, and she fastened it with a pin and a loom, and said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he awoke from his sleep and pulled out the pin and the web. And so here we go, 15. Then she said to him, how can you say you love me, Samson? Now 3 times. Once, twice. Three times, lady. All right. Lionel Richie, for y'all, those of y'all that's like, what? What is that? All right. Then she said to him, how can you say you love me? She don't love him. She's playing with him to disable him, to harm him. You got to walk. You got to watch out for folks. You got to watch out. Oh, my God. Everybody that say they love you. Don't really love you. We throw around that phrase so much in the body of Christ, or not just in the world. I love you, dog. Love. I love you. We use it so loosely in church. Because if I do something you don't like, or if I say something that you don't like, you're not going to follow the guidelines of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where it says love is patient, love is long-suffering. And so if I do something, I continually do something that you don't like, you'll mess around. And your love is not agape love. It's condition based on if I meet your condition, which most of our marriages are about. All right. No. Mm-mm. Then she said, how can you say you love me when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me 3 times and have not told me where your great strength lies. When she pressured him day after day, day after day, day after day, day after day. Now you still sleeping with her. Now you've lost spiritual hearing. Now you've become spiritually blind. Now you can't hear nothing. All you see is lust. I want her. I want her. I want her. And all the time you wanting her, she's trying to get you, harm you. He said, she pressured him so much that he's just like, girl. That's, anybody have children? Your children say, well, daddy, you said, mama, you said you was going to get this for me. You said you was going to get this for me, and you ain't got it yet. You said you was going to get it. You said you was going to get it. Lo and behold, if you're a grandparent, granny, you said you was going to get it. Granny, you said you was going to get it. Granny, you said you was going to get it. You said you was going to get it. You ain't got it yet, granny. You said you was going to get it. I'm skating. You said you was going to get it. You said you was going to get it. You said you was going to get it. And by the time they have rubbed your nerves so bad, you know, here I go. Has anybody ever been like that? That's the way Delilah was. She vexed him so much that he just finally told her so she could shut up. He said, finally he told her everything. A razor has never been used on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me. And I will become weak like any other man. Then Delilah realized, got it. Oh my God, Jesus. It wasn't Samson's hair. I know we were taught that it was Samson's hair. But it was Samson's consecration. It was his being separate, being set apart, that gave him strength. What are you saying, Gardner? Satan, your Delilah is after your consecration. Because in consecration lies power. It ain't got nothing to do with the hair. The hair was tied to the consecration. Touch your neighbor and say, the devil is after your consecration. He's after your holiness. Because if he takes you out of the presence of God, then he got you. You can never function properly when the presence of God is not on you and not in you.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. If you would like more information about our ministry, or if you would like to sow a seed, visit us at www.twfcdallas.org.